Shall we begin? I'm game.
Good afternoon, Andy Dust. I told me Pastor One Fashion. Me wake just a man new town. Yeah, what she do? Charlie, young man, no fuck beyond me. Young man, no. Charlie, ne, ina banku ke shito kuwa, iya no wa. Oh, ba wo ye ni onu. What she do? Ina bupu.
So now you guys, come and eat, and you people eat it and won't eat.
They won't give us.
Make you no mind them. So no always and they do. What? Every time. Bye. Do you add yeah? My mommy and cow cardia bad.
Say your friend what she do.
Okay, listeners, make you know my now.
Andy, the dusty. Good afternoon. You from me? Any man of those inside? Any man of those barber salon? Are you sure? I dear man, I watch you. I am a boyja. Me bomb is look a cry and cry. Me name of customer CTV FM. I saw sure. Me kasa free buku. I is to be precise. It's more when you know. Mumbo and boy is buku. So soon give it back. I'm a bomb by my smoke.
Charlie, like, for instance, about a week ago, I had a problem with my car, and a young man gave me a lift. Don't make a noise, bra. Hey, Mimi, send me who and him say that there be a TV soon in social media. No more near I will be any me. I show my estate, I will draw my family hand sanitizer.
Hey, Kenny.
I swear. I'll be the
original. What's the original of the name?
Hand sanitizer.
That be your name. What's your friend? Hand sanitizer.
I don't know hand sanitizer.
Sure. And I'll be the original.
Your man is
Dos. What you be the name? Your man is Dos.
I love the nickname.
Your man is Dos. Your man is Dos. I swear.
It reminds me of something that I...
It doesn't remind you of anything.
Pasolo.
Oh, Charlie. Yeah. Pasolo, how many years have you been here?
Oh, he's passed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Pasolo. Oh, he fell sick.
The funny part, even when you were sick, you were still texting in it.
Yeah. I think a week before, no, some few days before he left us.
He sent his boy through. 3 days.
Yeah. Charlie. Folks, let's continue.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm a cocktail.
Okay, folks, let's take the last one.
Standy, Fritty, Friday, Saturday, my week. But my memory, and I am out of my idea, my whole year, mepe kukontende lai supa na me kondo because last week ni nina na me filia duane papa bia si mepe kukontende lai supa nya mi adons mi nyabi kukonte ni lai supa en nama ewo me ye kobi samo ana nantwi nam kakra ana beef so kakra ana aja me mom twi mo ko sheshe wi e de wo na mami ana Mr. Zim be di dino na lady be around na me invite lady say umbra me didn't put them sa go in the oh me kind of our running sa go so she said the duane say shepia no better now Lady by Mr. Andy, or Staty, or ye nam, Renam, Cocaine, say, Madame Addy. Me invite you to be dear joining my reserve, Rena Moo. A home of Lady Nanua, maybe new romantic. Me new romantic cry. Now, Quabo, I can't, Mantia, and I'm so Quabo, I said, I say, and Quabo, I can't say, me pay the mini dear or best, and I'm my real name, Hamza. A Quabo, no can answer Moo. Maybe now Quabo, or Femi, I'm Miss Aquabo, you from Aquabo. Quabo, and I can't answer.
Now that's funny. Maybe you don't have a baby, concert.
No, you see, if you're not willing to share whatever it is, don't invite me.
My invite to Baba, I'm a woman.
Why invite me? So, what I decide to eat shouldn't be a problem.
It was the same thing I do before party.
Yeah, yeah. Since I joined, two weeks ago, you said it's like, oh.
Why did you do that, Wandy? Because they be a...
So
why are you complaining?
Shall I meet in meet Nayos? But I'm for meeting the bin count, no move, but your facos. Hey!
Because then
you
don't see.
How could you?
Girl, it's nasty, I know a yinam. Han and the quantum wow.
Almost as a pump pecassa.
Ha!
Wow!
Listeners, Rachel, let's start talking. AJ, Rachel.
And
we have very little time today.
Yeah, so we would have to, you know, be chop on it. Our story today is quite interesting.
Ria, welcome. How are you?
Dear Andy and Na, I need your listeners to help me decide whether I did the right thing. In August 2020, while returning home from my in-laws' funeral, I met a man called Harry. We exchanged numbers, started dating, and because I lived in Tamale while he was in Accra, we managed a long-distance relationship for years. Even from a distance, I supported him however I could. When his car broke down, I contributed money to help him repair it. I believe we were building a future together. A few years later, I relocated to Accra and moved into Harry's house. I thought this was the beginning of the next chapter of our relationship. But instead, it was the beginning of my heartbreak. I soon realized I was the one doing almost everything. I was constantly helping him financially, encouraging him to take better job opportunities, and standing by him through his struggles. Apart from providing food, Harry hardly contributed to the relationship. In all the years we dated, he never even bought me a single gift. Then my own life took a turn for the worse. Towards the end of 2024, I became seriously ill after working two jobs just to survive. My health affected my performance at work, and I eventually lost my job. It was one of the lowest moments of my life because I was the one supporting my family. Just when I needed Harry's love and support the most, I came home one day and found him in bed with another woman. I was devastated. When I confronted him, he wasn't even remorseful. Instead, he looked at me and said, "Take your phone you bought for me and leave my house." Those words broke me. After everything I had sacrificed for him, that was how our relationship ended. To make matters worse, one of Harry's close friends, Derek, had borrowed money from me during our relationship. After the breakup, he stopped answering my calls and has refused to pay me back. Harry blocked me on every platform, and for 6 months, we had no contact. Then, unexpectedly, he reached out again. This time, he was polite and respectful and treated me the way I had always wanted to be treated. But I later discovered the reason. He needed my help to get a job. I struggled with the decision because this was the same man who cheated on me, humiliated me, and abandoned me when I was at my lowest. Despite everything, I chose to help him. I spoke to my manager, recommended him, and asked him to submit an application. From what I know, he stands a very good chance of getting the job. One person I will always appreciate is Harry's younger sister. Even after the breakup, she stood by me and showed me kindness when many others turned their backs on me. Today, I keep asking myself if I made the right decision. Andy and I, did I do the right thing by helping someone who caused me so much pain? Or should I have simply walked away and let him face the consequences of his actions? And what is the best way to recover the money Derek borrowed from me after all my attempts to reach him have failed?
Thank God I'm not the only one laughing. Now you see, I tried to hold it in for so long because what in the low self-esteem is this?
Ladies. Okay. Let me start, Kumi.
Oh, I thought they would start.
I have a lot to say.
Okay, you want to start?
No, she said Kumi.
No.
Oh, no, Kumi, start.
Ria, please go ahead.
No, but she said she wanted to
start. It's all right.
Start. It's all
right.
She said she was.
So, as I said, as he kept reading and reading, in my mind, I'm like, how old is she? Then I'm like, maybe she was desperate for marriage because how are you in a long distance relationship? You are constantly giving this man money and everything. You relocate to Accra, you move into his home, and now you become the man of the house. And it's not even a marriage, it's a relationship. And
now the marriage in any relationship, Nibia?
It's a different kind of relationship.
What do people call relationship?
They are dating. Okay, yes, but in this instance, Andy, you understand what I'm saying. You are not married, you are just dating, and now you are the man of the house. So first off, nothing is even going to push him to get married to you in the first place. And whether we like it or not, people are naturally opportunists, for lack of a better word. Once you allow yourself to be used, people are going to use you. And she obviously allowed herself to be used. And from everything, it's two things. It's either there's some sort of something happened in her upbringing that made her have this kind of low self-esteem for her to be doing all these things for this man. Or maybe she was desperate for marriage, so she feels like if I do all this, he's going to marry me. And now she's asking us if she was wrong in helping somebody who has done her dirty get a job. Well, that one is up to her. Personally, I wouldn't, even if I can help you. After putting me through all this, I'll pray for you. But then to go out of my way to recommend you to my boss, I wouldn't do it. So kudos to her. And now she's asking how she can recover the money. She needs to report to the police station because the person is owing. That's the only way. Except that maybe that one too is going to be stressful. Aside that, I don't know how she can get the money, or maybe she can just let it go. And she should take this as a learning curve, work on herself. You see, sometimes I say that is because of how we were brought up. A lot of times, many women think they need a man in their life to be complete or to be whole. And I think that is why sometimes you hear some of these stories and you're asking yourself, why is a woman going out of her way to do all these things for a man who is not even doing the bare minimum for her? It's because she's been conditioned that no matter how successful I am, no matter how okay I am, I still need a man in my life to be complete. So now they go for these, I was about to say something, they go for these kind of men, they end up taking care of them, and then the men are users, they are just taking advantage of them. So yes, she should report the money issue to the police station. As for whether she did the right thing by helping him get a job, her conscience will be the best to judge her.
Ria?
In this case, I feel like the age of the girl is very important, because it will inform how I can dissect the situation. Because if she's young, she doesn't know better. Because I feel like we've all been in the situation where you like or you are in love with someone and you probably go above and beyond for the person a bit. But this is too much to be like, you met the guy randomly. I even thought she was married.
No,
because
she said in-laws,
she went to her in-laws funeral and she was coming back. So I thought, are you married? Why are you doing this? Until it seemed okay, she's single. And like, why the tamale, there were no men there or what? Like I have to find out her age, because if she has a big age and she's asking such a question, then that means that she needs therapy, because she probably has some deep-rooted attachment issues she has to address. Because you can't make someone treat you like excuse me to say, trash. And then he comes back asking, and listen, I don't care about whatever the sister did for you. If the sister couldn't talk sense into the brother's head,
she didn't do anything.
She shouldn't do anything for you at all. You understand me? You are recovering from getting sick. Someone threw you out of his house. The only thing he brought to the table, a box he can call a house, and then tells you to, you know, take your phone. So that means he thought he had even found her replacement in the lady who was in bed with him. Mm. Let's be honest, he's an opportunist. He prides on women who can pay for his you know, everyday life.
Women who will take care of him.
Take care of him. That's how I can, like, I assume the guy is, because you can't tell me that you are in bed with someone else, your girlfriend who you live with comes into the situation, and you are
don't
like,
even panic.
You don't even panic. You are like,
he doesn't see her as his girlfriend though. He's seen her as some bank roller who is taking care of him.
Exactly. So take your phone you gave me and leave
my house.
And get out.
Is he okay? And you, the girl, I think she has mental issues.
But what did the girl say to merit that? Oh, you know, she
at the point where she pays for everything mm-hmm. and comes to see a woman on her bed. She has all the rights. She has everything. She has the right to say anything and everything to him.
Any and everything.
Because how?
As how now?
How dare you?
Ria, have you been in such a situation?
Where?
God forbid.
Is that where for me?
No, I've been in a situation like that, but not in bed. But I caught my ex kissing someone.
Ooh.
Right in front of me. But that's different because it wasn't in my bed. It wasn't in my house. I wasn't paying for his bills.
Okay.
To be frank, he wasn't even paying for more. Exactly. So I wasn't, listen, if I was paying for stuff and I saw something like that, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm telling you what I would say.
I could have killed a lot of
people. I could have killed a lot.
One thing I'll never do is to fight and do all those things. But my mouth will run and I will say things.
Uh-huh. So that's why I asked. It could be that she said something that made the guy say, you know what? Get your phone. Yeah.
Andy,
excuse me. Yeah, hold on.
No.
I get where Andy is.
I will not understand. She has the right.
Let him land.
You got Ria. For a woman that pays for bills, she feels so entitled.
In my house.
As she should.
No.
She should be entitled. No.
Oh, to what?
Andy, they are living as dating people.
Good.
Go ahead.
Per her entitlement, she can say anything she wants.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And for a man who's been bold enough, in fact, foolishly bold enough to bring another woman into his house, he won't hesitate to drag you out within a snap of a finger. Because one, that's my house. Two, Miguel and him now can watch
me. He doesn't even owe you anything in the first place.
Thank you.
He doesn't owe her anything because they are not married.
That's why said the girl, she has mental problems. She's mad because
I don't think
if you have deep rooted attachments, she doesn't have a mental problem.
No, because Ria, is it what you're saying there?
At a point, sweetheart,
my girlfriend will come live in my house. My house. Right? But it never occurred to me to bring a woman to my house.
Because you respected her.
Because Obatoswa, I don't know what's going to happen. Even as at now, I'm thinking that if a woman comes to my house and my girlfriend, she's supposed to close work at, let's say, 6. Oh, the fans are upon 4. Cry, and I say, 6 or 7, and another woman pops up, or she comes and there's an, I mean, me I'm trying to
gather your thoughts.
Because inside, you know, me umbi ba agupe o, and I'm saying me, and I three, and I four maybe. Because me, I've told this story before. No, it's true. Here is a lady I chased for a long time. And then she don't mind me, and she gave it to me. She followed me to my house one time. Me, I had issues with my girlfriend, Inti. And she had gone. She on the day, I am a laundry near there.
What I say, so I didn't know ever.
So me, as we from the club come safe, me my dad because chalat attire. The machine safe. I know that thing. I know do.
So you just slept.
I just slept.
Imagine.
Then I heard a knock on my window.
Oh, Boka.
Charlie. But the only thing is that I was. You see, the only problem was that I was naked. But nothing had gone on.
You were naked with another woman in your
you
room.
You see. So I opened the loop. That time, no more louvers. Now, the apartment. So I opened the loop. Immediately, I saw her. Me be in the moon and me and
Atija.
And the other lady was sleeping. Mm-hmm. And she said, if you don't know, babe. And then there, I said, shut
who
up.
Is your babe?
Shut up there. What?
Oh. But you told her to shut up. But why should she shut up?
Ah, you told her to shut up.
No. Oh, yo, this was it. Look, that my young friend was. Tell me, do some time now. Why do you know you? Udim, do some time now. You are thinking David and Goliath affair. Like, what's going to happen? Where is the catapult? How do you kill Goliath? I mean, like. Serious issue. And instead of keeping her out, I went to open the door.
Ah.
She entered and with my clothes. And instead of leaving it at the hall, Utu said, "Me sure said we better window next year." He said, "There are two snores at the same time." simultaneous snoring. No, because. And immediately she put it there, she entered the bedroom.
Oh, so she came with your clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
And as she was entering, I asked, now you say, oh, how do you see
as charged?
What did I say? It is say, oh, quiet there.
Mm-hmm. Andy.
It was like a movie. This was Andy Dust, yeah, part one.
2, 3, and 4.
That day.
Kwaku men was a moving.
Ha! It was a moving. Oh!
It wasn't good, eh?
Ria!
He has mentioned this.
Ria!
He has mentioned my name.
And you see how you are?
Yeah.
So no, she did just that she top as you small. Mm. And look at your height.
Guy, why?
Say, no, I'm pay.
I guess
like,
now
you like showering
yo!
Women.
No, and how about the other girl? What was
no it? No. Oh, yeah. Me my girl. Oh,
ah, wait. You are talking about the girl you were with, not your girlfriend. Oh, okay.
Taller.
So the girl is tall.
And yeah, and is... like when your friend said Osunwa.
And then wait. And then your girlfriend.
And your girl
was,
too
was it? Like, yeah. Onuko ondo neni nedi. Huh? Yeah, that day.
Was there a fight?
What do you think? No, no. Like, they were singing praises.
Thank you. Hey, as she entered the bedroom and saw her, she started from me.
Hey.
Before going back to her. Nanamo. No, wait a minute. I was saying, it's waiting now. And to go baby, I won't feel me anywhere waiting. And to go waiting. And no. Hey, I said, oh, Charlie, cool down. Women, cool down. Hey, and then, hey.
Oh, boy, they.
Jesus.
The way I don't like that.
Jesus.
Thing. Especially because he's Andy Dusty. Like,
yo.
The apartment would be like, ah.
Nah, that's that she can.
Thank you very much.
It's not like she doesn't care. That's the more reason why she would do it. That. Yes.
Because she wants to disgrace him.
Yo.
Women are funny sometimes.
Right? But why is she fighting the other girl?
No, because at a point, I wanted to... I wanted to apply my Ashtown self, my guy self. Like, hey, you know what, guy? Yo, you can't shout in my house. Get out of
there.
Say no. In which house? Wolfie in your house. Really?
Hey.
Hey.
In this house.
Hey.
Okay. Pam me. And then, hey.
You made a mistake. Like the entire neighborhood to come inside the house.
But who said the entire neighborhood didn't come?
Hey.
That's the most embarrassing part.
Oh my God.
Andy.
Don't cast that.
Oh, you've been through a lot.
Then you enjoyed.
And a lot went through. A lot went through.
I swear. Thank you. A lot went through.
Then you enjoyed, pal.
It took one friend. Be a friend, pa. Onusuni Jimmy, my friend is a normal.
Andy.
How long did it take?
Hey, my friend, from my house to his house was just about 4 minutes.
No, I'm saying the altercation. How long did it take? Because it seemed like
was it like an hour or two?
It was a 48-hour experience within 5 minutes. Yeah.
It was short but loaded.
It should be the longest
day. Yo.
Even if it's 1 minute, it will look like a year.
Pass, then
like,
when you pass, and you
were like, oh, no. Yeah. Me, I was awkward. Even in that house, I never talked to anyone.
They won't, but obviously they'll talk about you. They'll still talk about you.
They'll
talk about you.
That's
the guy. Don't say that's the guy. Don't say, Andy Dusty now.
Let me give you an example of how the house looked like.
Mm.
They were apartments.
Okay.
Okay, this was the first time I was renting an apartment. I mean, young man, Mercy Shaw, you know, moved from a single room now into my apartment. My company had rented for me, bought me a car. Mm. So, me, I'm in me.
That time's now what you did.
Hey, there are some now. Okay, now
do
you think a company will buy a car for you if you are a nobody?
Yeah.
Now, the first apartment, I think I was the second or third. The first one was a woman with her son. No, two sons.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, I've forgotten, but I think I was the third.
No, use it as a cautionary tale.
For a, one brand.
No. Me, they respected me. Oh, no, cool guy. I'll come walk
that
into my apartment.
That 5 minutes.
See, let's listen.
Check this out. Mm. The next room was a guy that I'm saying no SDNE. Now this guy, this guy, with Jimmy, this guy would only play gospel songs each time I had a female visitor.
Yeah, because he wanted to search out your dream.
This was a guy. My peg girl be saying, "Girl, you feel me? Not that girl, no best ram you feel. Now girl, the Mark Abraham, you be acquisition."
there was another one.
Thank you.
I support it.
There was a guy that used to disturb the whole neighborhood, and I used to tell them that, look, the reason I'm shutting him down, in fact, I shut him down. The reason I was shutting him down was because open speakers, I'm the renter, I'm the bulk parties near years. I can disturb the whole neighborhood if I want to, but to which extent? Why must you disturb someone's peace? When I was younger, I would play loud music. My uncle would say, right? And Osifri, no, I was trying to make more from. Or by the way, for my new mobile, I may say, So back to the story. This guy is in his room. And the song plays subtly. All of a sudden, the volume increasing.
Because he senses it in his
spirit. I want to leave.
If you're a woman on a mission,
which mission?
You went there to go and do.
What, madam?
If they are doing preaching, how is that your concern,
madam? Listen to the craziest part. This guy I had never spoken to. Oh, ferry me pa umi o chairman here.
Oh boy.
Who did it? So me so ye man when this woman no in fact one day I want to go home.
Ah,
at this
juncture
I can't tell you a drama
at this juncture
I can't tell you.
That is where rape comes, you know.
No, please don't go there.
No.
So quickly me ye towel. I wrapped it around my waist.
Ah, so you guys were naked?
Oh, I was no.
So
I had boxer shorts.
Still.
Oh, So I just pulled the towel, went out, got to his apartment, and I started boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The metal ones. Make us an aquani quaget. Femi dam and his own make a. We are bad. You didn't have me again.
He did that deliberately.
He knew. I went inside. Madam addressed her saying she was leaving. And I hated the guy from that day.
Oh,
and I cursed him.
And then there was an altercation.
Me sure I said by now, spoiling matters that coming to my house and you want to disturb my peace. Why?
So the long and short of it was that after the altercation, were you able to get out of your room?
Fortunately for me, it was a Sunday morning. So a lot of people had gone to church. That was what saved me. Two. Then of course you got, if you're there, almost all of them had left church. So out there I didn't really see people on the compound. I think one or two. But me already me quaj my bam, I don't talk to anyone, so I mean it was cool. The good part was that the lady in the bedroom didn't utter a word.
Oh, she's smart.
She didn't say a word. And so my friend came, you know, pata pata na na mdi madam fanwana.
Auchi.
I didn't see her again.
Wow.
I did not. Listen to this carefully. Yeah. I did not see her again. Someone I had chased for years. That day could have been the luckiest.
Yeah.
They're
lucky. They're lucky.
But it didn't happen. Check this out. After about 10 years, we met again in London.
Oh, wow.
Oh, about 10 years, girl. This issue happened in 2001. We met again in 2017. In London, so calculated.
That's 16 years.
The luckiest.
That was when the redemption.
Hey, after amen. 17 years. Dusty, after 17 years.
Yeah, now we kept the fire, you know, on the low.
You see, set distance. we were laughing about it. Hey, because you can maybe I'm about film.
Laugh, just something.
Don't bring it up.
Oh Lord, have Andy. Mercy.
Can I speak?
Yes.
Please speak.
Okay.
Whoever sending me message, Biano. Hey, whoever sending me messages, please. It was fictional. Amen.
Yeah. It was just a play.
Yes.
Andy, there is this
story.
There is this cartoon character.
Tom and Jerry.
The two stupid dogs.
Ah.
Have you watched them before?
This one, I don't think they had Cartoon Network.
Who?
Okay.
This one, she's a bit confused.
You don't know the two stupid dogs?
No.
Okay.
Two stupid dogs.
Yeah.
Two stupid dogs. Yeah. Running into this.
Wait.
Hey, Nana Kwame.
Okay, so that is what I'm seeing. Yeah, in this scenario, the guy is shameless. He has no conscience. He has no sense of empathy. He's an opportunist. He is demonic. Yes. Because if you are not demonic, you wouldn't bite the hands that feed you. The fact that he was bold enough to say that, take your phone and leave, means that he doesn't have conscience. He doesn't feel a pinch, nothing for you. Whether you get knocked down by a car, whether you commit suicide, whatever. Like, yeah, and you ask yourself, sometimes it makes you feel as if you are dreaming. And such people, if not being demonic, what else can I use to describe such a person?
Tell the message is never me, so don't feed me, bro. Yeah,
why not ever?
Vicky, she's my friend.
Oh, okay. You had an episode where they're like,
oh, no.
Who asked?
Victoria Takpete is a very sweet friend.
Oh, okay.
Now, Vicky.
So, who is not the sweet one?
Me. Yes. The one who's not a sweet one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vicky wrote her name in the text. She's not the sweet one.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Continue. Yeah.
So, back to what I'm saying. So, on the part of the guy, there are people like that. Now, people have become so demonic to the extent that they don't feel anything for other fellow human beings. Mm. And it's in the Bible. Say, Brene Bekwewi, yeah. Emumuye Bedro son, Tinipa Bebredo Ano Bejo. People will lose interest in helping others.
Emrene Bekwewi,
yeah. Emrene Bekwewi,
yeah. Tineze, obi wano, obi atrifono.
Yeah, because we see everything as normal. We don't have that sense of feeling as it used to be. Woe unto you if you meet such a person in your life. They will make your life a living hell. And they come into your life as if they are the light. They are overly nice.
Very pretentious.
Overly nice. Even if you've not asked.
You see why the last time I was telling you that me, when you are overly nice to me, it's suspicious. I was telling you. Yeah.
Look, let me tell you this. One of my biggest phobia is being overly nice to me.
Yeah.
I'll run away.
Oh, so there are three of us.
Mm. I'll run away because of the experience I've had.
Miss me, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see, on the part of the guy, on the part of the lady, my sister, I didn't come up with you. What at all do you need in life? Yeah. I don't know her age, but with the experience that we have and what we've been through, there are certain mistakes we don't expect that. Look, can you imagine if Enna Ajeli or any of my sisters here do such a thing?
Of course.
Because clearly, what do you mean? You see, when somebody is in love, they lose their sense of judgment and balance.
Not me.
Not again.
Well, because of the experience you have, so you are guided. Even if you fall in love, you fall with caution, because accidents are always, you know, around. You can hit yourself. So you can fall, but you fall cautiously, so that if you want to stand again, it wouldn't be difficult for you to stand, based on the dynamics and whatever comes out of it. So that one too is there. If she's that young, then she's inexperienced. For all you know, the guy might be her first love, or somebody who has openly shown that love, or she lacks self-esteem, yeah, or attention deficiency. There are people like that.
Yeah.
They didn't get that attention, so the least attention shown them,
they
assume that it is love, and they open themselves up unguided, you know, for other people to also come in. And there are people too who always seek validation from others. if you meet
self-esteem now,
no, yeah, it comes back to the same thing. But if she's aged or matured, it may be that she's gotten to the point where she feels that life is running too faster and she needs to catch up.
She's desperate.
So when she meets somebody and the person talks about love, it triggers her emotions and, you know, she needs to jump into the sea because, yeah, I found love. Me too, I'm coming to get married. So she needs to do everything possible to sustain the relationship. Even in the midst of seeing everything black and white, I'm not sure. This girl cannot tell me that the first time that she suspected that the guy was cheating is this one. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe they were not staying together. There will be traits.
You would feel it.
The guy, how did she connect to the other lady? Don't they talk? Don't they test? Don't they? I'm not saying go through his phone, but something will happen. There are things that you clearly know, unless maybe you are dumb. You clearly know, but because you are desperate to sustain that relationship for public validation and evade public criticism, watch it. Now you know why. And me, I know a sister who is very, very rich. She has 3 masters. She has her own companies, has houses and cars. We went for an event, and the sister's cousin, who is a photographer, sorry, I'm not demeaning photography, he's a photographer, but he's not doing that well, has given birth to 6 kids.
The girl has given birth
to 6 kids and struggles to even take care of them. Went to the sister to tell the sister, sister, when they say baby, and you, if you meet a man and the man wants to have children with you, why don't you avail yourself? Let me finish. Like, you are angry even at this. Let me land. Okay, the worst part. So that at least you can give birth, even if you don't want to marry, for the child birthday is important. A child, you can do it now. And even when it gets to the point that you cannot take care of the child, we are there for you.
You that you can't take care of yours. You see why I said, Patrekwa promising kente.
I will forget my hand on you.
You understand.
Unfortunately.
I'll walk on your face.
I'm coming.
Do like this.
I'm coming, you see. And do you know what the sister told the guy? That is unfortunate that family is not just any association and is blood related. I would have opted to be out of this family because of you.
Oh, she actually can. It's not that hard.
Oh wow. Yeah, that was the answer.
I love her so much.
Yeah, that was the answer. You know the person. I've told you before. You know, so we live in such a society. It puts pressure on people. You need to conform. You need to fit in. I remember those days when I was unmarried. It got to a point, even in our office, when we're talking about issues.
But they don't worry.
Concerning marriage and all these things, the moment you begin to talk, Masa, now our wife focus, then yes. Yes. These are some of the things.
From next week, trauma. That's what we're going to do.
I was just about to say, like Andy has been doing to us. You are giving me pressure to go and fall for the wrong man. You are giving me pressure to go and fall for the wrong man.
With this energy around and our thinking pattern, you'll be forced to bow or lower your standards even when you know that naturally this is not me. But you want to evade that pressure, that ridicule, that stigma. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if the lady belongs to that bracket.
It's highly possible.
Where I find it surprising is, from the look of things, she could have rented and stayed there. So why did she move to the guy's place? That is where I'm saying that it's either naivety, because she's too young to understand life, or it is she lacks self-esteem. But even with self-esteem, you know, moving in to stay with somebody, it's either naivety or desperation.
Oh, the self-esteem plays a huge role.
Like moving,
it plays a huge role.
Moving to stay with a guy.
Yes.
What has because that got to do with?
Know. Because that's it's all, you are the one who is like it. Nobody else would love her like the way. Because so, oh look at me, somebody has accepted me. I'm living in the house with him. That means he must love me.
She has, you know, like.
Response?
From her upbringing, yeah. Maybe she was brought up by a single parent, or you know something like that. Usually those things happen.
Yeah, so sometimes so
there are things that our mothers went through that we tell ourselves unintentionally that
we say we will not do it.
Never do that, or I will make sure somebody loves me. You understand me? They've seen something traumatic, and they tell themselves.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but you know, take home. If you are out there listening to us and you are like the guy, stop. You see, in as much as you think you are smart and can be cunning, other people can also be wicked. Other people can also be wicked. There are some people, the way they love, they hate the same way, with equal measure. They hate both poles to the extreme. Don't mess up
me, man.
if you are like that, please repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Before you see hell. Yeah.
I mean, Kumi has said a lot. I just want to give my 2 cents to whatever everybody has said. When I was reading the story, I was angry, and I'm still angry, because I don't know why you are.
You were angry?
Yes.
For someone's story?
Because I didn't understand.
Yeah, I found it hilarious.
What at all are you lacking? Like, what at all are you not getting? Or, hey,
she. Are you on some?
Yeah. One, sorry to say, but she's being foolish, because even if you are young or old, so if somebody loves you, you don't know. You don't see signs.
No, but some people can pretend.
Pretend, but then you're not supposed to invest and work two jobs, be taking care of somebody's son. By now, the mom is somewhere relaxing, and you are the one taking care of him, giving him money, paying rent, everything, and even borrowing his friend's money. Like, what the hell? Like, why?
I need money.
That's crazy. That's some crazy self-esteem. Probably, maybe when she was young, she's not loved at home. So sometimes, so when somebody shows you something small, you're impressed. Ladies, like, sometimes we should, I don't know how to say it, but don't be impressed by little petty things that you can even do for yourself. It should be a bonus for somebody to love on you and want to do things for you. But then if you love yourself enough and you know that, oh, this thing I can do for myself. So if somebody is doing it for me, it's out of free will, or the person just wants to be nice to me. But for you to go to the extent of paying his bills, borrowing his friend's money, taking care of him, on top of that, he's cheating on you and doesn't even care. You there, boy, you are a very wicked boy.
Wachimugu.
Very, very, very wicked. There's a saying in Chi that we shared your sons. You definitely meet your meter. Because why would you be taking advantage of someone? Andy, man, can't share with
you. You're guilty.
I've become so emotional about it, because I know people going through this thing. And it's crazy. It's crazy. What at all? Sometimes when we fall in love, we should use our head. It's not always about your emotions. Use your head. You've sent one gift, two. He's not reciprocated it. Stop. And we always feel like when I leave, I won't find. You will find better. You've not even met half of the people you are supposed to even meet in this world. There are lots of people you will meet on the